Ready?
Some teams want it to happen. Some teams wish it would happen. We make it happen.
That's right.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Let's go.
Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good evening and welcome to Kearney, where tonight it is the season opener for Northwest Missouri as they open up the season in Kearney as part of the Kearney Classic as the Bearcats take on the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. Well, good evening and welcome into the Health and Sports Center here on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as the Bearcats look to add on after a strong season last year. They return a lot. A team that went 17-12 last year. They were 12-10 in conference action. This is a team that featured a lot of freshmen last year, and now they bring back a lot of those freshmen. Should be a really strong year for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. They open up the season, though, with a Southwest Minnesota State team who they fell to last year. This team, a 13-13 team last year. They beat Northwest 64-48 down in Maryville last season. They are part of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. This is a Southwest Minnesota State team that brings back a couple pieces, but also has lost a couple pieces. This is a team that played in an exhibition game with South Dakota State for Northwest. They have had three exhibition games with two Division I teams, Missouri, Drake, and then a win over Doan in their final game of exhibition play. Well, we'll step aside, but coming up on our pregame show, we'll learn more about both teams as they get ready to kick off the 2022-2023 campaign as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball this evening on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Center offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More at clarindahealth.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More information on products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. And from the National Investors Team, R. Joe Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. R. Joe and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back to Kearney as we bring you the season opener in the 2022-2023 regular season for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. They open up the season with Southwest Minnesota State. This is part of a Kearney Classic that features four teams. UNK, the Lopers, picked one of the top teams in the MIAA. They play later tonight against Minnesota Crookston. And then Northwest Missouri, they play Southwest Minnesota State. They will play Minnesota Crookston tomorrow, with tip-off set for 2 p.m. Let's meet the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs first. They are under the direction of head coach Tom Webb, who is in his seventh year. He has a 149-214 record in his career in Division II. Again, this team 13-13 last year. down in Maryville, they beat Northwest 64-48. This is a team that is part of the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. They return a couple key pieces, mostly two guards for them. First, the 5'6 senior guard, Jenna Borchers, who's averaging 8 points per game. She's averaged over 12 points per game in the year, 2 years previous. She scored 18 points in their 105-58 loss in exhibition to South Dakota State earlier this winter. And then the other key piece returning is Sam Wall. Last year, the 5'8 junior scored almost 8 points per game, shot 38% from the field, also averaged 2 rebounds per game on the season for Sam Wall. Also, the 5'9 sophomore guard, Peyton Blandon, she scored 18 points in their game against South Dakota State. But this is a team that is not a very deep roster, only 13 players on the roster for Southwest Minnesota State. They will run a lot of the same lineups throughout the season and probably only mix in a couple of different pieces as they move along in the season. A couple new pieces as well with a couple freshmen. Maddie Thorfinson got a lot of playing time in their exhibition game with South Dakota State. So this is a young team, but also a team filled with some pieces if they want to make a run here in the NSIC. But they have a tall task with Northwest Missouri, who was 17-12 last year, and they return pretty much everybody. This is a dangerous team, and we'll meet that Northwest Missouri team coming up as we continue on with our pregame show. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on Clarinda Regional's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts to hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More info at 660-241-5001.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Back with you from Kearney, John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as the Bearcats open up their season with Southwest Minnesota State. It's time to take a look at that Northwest Missouri State team. This is a team that feels like this is the year where they get things going under direction of head coach Austin Meyer in his fifth season under the direction of the Bearcats. Has a record of 44-65. This was a team that was 17-12 last season, 12-10 in conference action. In the MIAA preseason coaches and media polls, they are ranked 7th in the coaches, 6th in the preseason at media. But again, this is a team that returns a lot of pieces. We'll go through some of those pieces first with Molly Hartnett, the 5'9 sophomore. She was the 2020-2021 MIAA Freshman of the Year. She averaged 12 points per game last year, 3 assists. She shot 40% from the field. That's going to be a key piece for the Bearcats this season. Dealt a little bit of injury. She was actually kind of injured for this game with Southwest Minnesota State last year. Wasn't at full strength. That possibly could have played a factor in their loss to Southwest Minnesota State 64-48 last season. Some other pieces. Peyton Kelderman, another sophomore. It's a sophomore-heavy class. Kellerman, the 5'9 sophomore, averaged 9 points per game, shot 36% from the field. She scored 21 points in their exhibition game against Stone. That was a 74-40 win for the Bearcats. Also, Kelsey Fields, another sophomore, stands at 6'2", averaging 4 points per game last season, 6 rebounds per game. And there's just key pieces all around. Jaina Green, one of the upperclassmen on this roster, the 6-foot junior, averaged 4 points per game, 6 rebounds per game. That's going to be a key piece to look for in the middle for the Bearcats this season. But it's a very deep team. This is a team that could definitely make some noise this season. Again, though, last year in Maryville at this opening tournament, Southwest Minnesota State took down the Bearcats 64-48. And Borcher scored 6 points in that game with Sam Walsh. She scored 8 points for Southwest Minnesota State. For Northwest Missouri, Molly Hartnett scored 16 points in that game with Jaina Green scoring 11. Peyton Kelderman scored 8 points in that contest for Northwest Missouri. So these are two teams that have seen each other, players who have also seen these teams already. So it should be interesting to see how these two teams match up here this evening against Southwest Minnesota State. Not a very deep team, but a team that you don't know a lot about headed into the season. Well, coming up on our pregame show, it's my conversation with Northwest Missouri head coach Austin Meyer as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal of Maryville and Nick Coderman of St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insuredwithnick.com. And from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, and carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in the agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at nucor.com. Support also comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Northwest Missouri women's basketball tonight on the Bearcats Radio Network as we get you ready for the season opener for the Bearcats as they start out their season in Kearney with their first game against the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. I was able to talk with head coach Austin Meyer about the start of the season and what he expects from his team.
Yeah, we're excited, excited to play a Division II team. You know, our exhibition games, we played a couple Division I's and an NAIA, so, playing a team at our level for the first time, but, had some time to clean some things up since our last exhibition game, and got a lot of returners this year. We got 14 kids that return. It's a little weird. We're young, but we're experienced at the same time with, COVID and red shirts and things like that. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but we have those kids have MIAA, Division II playing experience to this point.
Yeah, what about those exhibitions games that you had? You had one with Missouri, Drake, and Doan. You got three exhibitions to learn a bunch about your team. What were you able to learn about your team in those couple games?
Well, the first couple were we learned that we weren't we're not moving to the SEC anytime soon, so I guess we learned that. But just the length on the floor defensively, having to really work to get things, you know, it was a level that obviously size and talent that we won't go against in our league. So it definitely was a big challenge. You know, I hope it didn't hurt our confidence too much playing those games, because we did struggle at times from a confidence standpoint when we played our NAIA game at home. But our NAIA game at home was good for us. It was a close game. They exposed some things on us. You know, post-defense-wise, we weren't very good. Guarding the ball, there were some things that we really were able to clean up over these last 10 days, and hopefully we're better because of it.
You mentioned it, Coach. It's a very young core, but a very experienced core, a core that played a lot for you last year. So, you know, what are you excited about? You know, with Molly, she was the freshman of the year in the 2020-2021 series. It feels like you bring back a lot, and I got to imagine you feel pretty good about where your team could go this year.
Yeah, this is, this is the fifth year for me, and we've been able to get a little bit better each year, which is kind of the goal. But, from an offensive standpoint, it's it's the most talented team we've had to this point. Now we have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to get to. We've struggled even having a pretty successful season last year. We were pretty good defensively. We took care of the ball, but we struggled to score. So hopefully, we have more options to score this year. Obviously, like you said, Molly has been really good for us. Evelyn Vasquez is a playmaker from the point guard position, and then Paige Kelderman can shoot it. We have more depth in our post positions, and then we have a true freshman that's been playing really well for us of late in scrimmages and practices. So, just hopefully, more options. I think with us, the biggest thing is always, playing with confidence and trying to get our kids to understand that, they put a lot of time in outside of practice. They put the work in, so just trusting that, you put the time in and playing with confidence. So hopefully we put them in positions to score, and hopefully we can have a good offensive showing.
I would imagine, some coaches joke about it. It's probably not easy having to play in a conference such as good as the MIAA.
Yeah, it's tough. It's, when we took over the program 5 years ago, the program that was, I think 13th out of 14 teams the previous 5 years. So kind of towards the bottom of the league, and to try to get it, we finished sixth last year, which was a good jump, but it's just such a tough league. There's so many good teams, there's so many good players, coaches, that it's hard to kind of make that climb. But we just try to continue to work and put the time in, and hope we can continue to improve.
What about this Southwest Minnesota State team? This is a team that you saw last year kind of to open up the season as well. So what do they do well?
They play fast. They lost some fifth-year kids that had been in their program for a while. They have some redshirts from last year. They have some true freshmen that, we don't have a ton of information on, but, going back and watching high school film and stuff like that from a scouting standpoint. But the team that's going to play fast, dribble drive, they're going to put the ball on the floor quite a bit, trying to get downhill. They've shown a little press in the past, but just a team that plays really hard, really well coached. And they are a team that I've always thought, or at least playing them last year, they played with a lot of confidence, kind of had a little swag to them. And so we got to be ready. You got to be ready to take away shots on the catch and then get out in front, guard the ball, not give them angles. They're really good at getting angles downhill, forcing you to, to rotate and help, and then, play scramble defense. And we don't want to do that. We want to be able to guard it one-on-one. We're not having to bring help.
And then just last question for you. You get to open up the year in Kearney with a couple games. Just what are you most looking forward to for that that challenge, that opportunity for your team?
Yeah, I think just, we have had a few exhibition games, but, going against yourselves every day in practice, it can get a little old. Obviously the other team always knows what you're going to run and knows tendencies and things like that, which other teams will too from a scouting standpoint, but probably not as well as your own teammates. So I think just getting out, getting on a road trip, just being, having our kids together, and a good chance to, play Division II competition, get to watch, obviously UNK, who's, arguably the best team in our league, get a chance to watch them as well. So I think it'll be a fun weekend.
Big thanks to Coach Meyer for talking to me for tonight's pregame show. Coming up, I'll rejoin you from the Health and Sports Center. We'll get you starting lineups and tip-off as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcats Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance, agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe with the full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more. Information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com. At Ziegler Ag Equipment, we're ready. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at USBank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph. Support also comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com. Also from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
Welcome you back into the Health and Sports Center as we are just under 10 minutes until tip-off here in the season opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats as they take on Southwest Minnesota State. Again, this is part of the Kearney Classic here at the Health and Sports Center that features four teams. Of course, Northwest Missouri and Southwest Minnesota State, they are about to do battle here this evening. And then UNK and Minnesota Crookston, they will play at 7 o'clock tonight. And then, of course, for Northwest Missouri, they will face Minnesota Crookston tomorrow. Minnesota Crookston, a very young team this season. They have 9 new players on their roster, so it should be an interesting matchup for Northwest Missouri tomorrow afternoon. Let's get a look at the probable starters for Northwest Missouri. They will likely go this way. This is how they went in their win over Doan. It'll be the likely the 5'5 sophomore guard out of Kansas City, Kansas, Evelyn Vasquez, who averaged 5 points per game. She shot 32% from the field last season for Northwest Missouri. Free throw percentage-wise, she shot 57% as well. Then, of course, Molly Hartnett, the 5'9 sophomore guard out of Overland Park. We mentioned her earlier in the pregame show, 12 points per game. She scored 10 points against Doan in that exhibition matchup. Peyton Kelderman, the 5'9 sophomore out of Urbandale, Iowa, who averaged 9 points per game. She scored 14 points against Drake in the 84-41 loss in exhibition. She also scored 21 points against Doan. She could be a very key piece offensively for the Bearcats this season. Then in the middle, the 6'2 sophomore forward Kelsey Fields, who played 29 games last season, averaged 4 points per game, shot 57% from the field. She scored 9 points in that win over Doan. And then likely we will see the 6-foot junior forward out of Omaha, Nebraska, Jaina Green, averaged 4 points per game, 6 rebounds per game in 29 games. She scored 8 points against Doan as well. In that exhibition game. That was a big game for Northwest Missouri. We heard from head coach Austin Meyer in the pregame show that was a game that, after 2 losses to big D1 programs, of course, he joked that Northwest Missouri won't be in the SEC anytime soon, but he joked about the fact that that was a good way for them to get back on track to start out this season with Southwest Minnesota State. And then, of course, the Bearcats will be able to watch the UNK Lopers here later tonight, who are picked to finish top 3 in the conference in the MIAA this season. Well, that's a look at your probable stars. Hopefully get you the regular starting lineups here coming up soon, but we'll step aside and get you closer to tip-off as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest. For more information or to browse inventory, tristateFordMaryville.com. Support also comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville. With over 30 years of service and nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation/giving.
This is Bearcat Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Healthcare.
John Willis back with you from the Health and Sports Center as we are just minutes away from tip-off in the regular season opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, as they will have a date with the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. Again, both of these teams have played exhibitions, but this is their first regular season game so far in the season. The only team in this entire kind of four-team battle here, you might say, Northwest Missouri and UNK, of course, will not play each other as they will wait till conference action to play each other. UNK, though, is the only team that's played any regular season games. They played in the MIAA Classic last season, Tip-Off Classic in Kansas City. So they're the only team in this, you know, kind of round-robin tournament that has seen any regular season action so far for Northwest Missouri. The three exhibition games, two against D1, one against NAIA. We had confirmed the lineup for both teams for Northwest Missouri. Again, it's Evelyn Vasquez, Molly Hartnett, Peyton Kelderman, Kelsey Fields, and Jaina Green. Let's go over the starting lineup, though, for the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. Under the direction of seventh-year head coach Tom Webb, the Mustangs went 13-13 last season. They'll go this way. First, it'll be the 5'8 sophomore guard out of Mankato, Minnesota, Bree Stoltzman. Played in 26 games last season, averaged 3 points per game, shot 52% of the field. Also averaged 3 rebounds per game, had 19 steals throughout the season as well. Another guard, the 5'9 sophomore guard, Hannah Parsley, out of South Dakota. She averaged 4 points per game last season, shot 45% from the field, averaged 3 rebounds per game. She also shot 73% from the free throw line. She was academic All-Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference last season. Then it'll be the 5'9 junior guard, Madison Gelhoff, out of Waseca, Minnesota. Played in 26 games last season, averaged 4 points per game. She shot 46% from the field with 4 rebounds, also shot 42% from 3. Another guard, it's a guard-heavy lineup for Southwest Minnesota State, a team that doesn't have a lot of size. It'll be the 5'6 senior guard, Jenna Borchers, out of Grimes, Iowa, who averaged 8 points per game, 30% she shot from the field, 3 rebounds per game. She averaged over 12 points per game in the previous 2 years. In the 2019 and 2020 season, she also shot 79% from the free throw line last season. She scored 18 points in that exhibition matchup with South Dakota State. The last starter will be the 5'8 junior guard Sam Wall out of Delhi, Iowa. played in 26 games last season, 8 points per game, 39% she shot from the field with 2 rebounds. She also shot 78% from the free throw line. We'll step aside for the national anthem. Tip-off is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts and hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Welcome you back here to the Health and Sports Center as we are just about ready for tip-off here in the Kearney Classic, Game 1 of the Kearney Classic, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network as the starters are being introduced. Again, for Southwest Minnesota State, they will be in their all-gold uniforms with white lettering. And for Northwest Missouri, they will technically be the home team on the scoreboard here in Kearney. They're in their all-whites with green lettering as they open up the season here in Kearney. Again, let's get you a look at that starting lineup, the starting five for both teams. Again, for Northwest Missouri, it's a sophomore-heavy lineup. 4 sophomores in the starting lineup. The junior, Jane Green, also in the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri. It'll be the 5'5 sophomore, Evelyn Vasquez, the 5'9 sophomore, Molly Hartnett, the 5'9 sophomore, Peyton Kelderman, the 6'2 sophomore forward, Kelsey Fields, and then the 6-foot junior, Jane Green. She's one of the older players on this Northwest Missouri State lineup, a very experienced team so far this season. Then again, for Southwest Minnesota State, also a good amount of sophomores, 2 sophomores in their starting lineup. It'll be Bree Stoltzman, the 5'8 sophomore. It'll be Hannah Parsley, the 5'9 sophomore, and then Madison Gelhoff, the 5'9 junior. 2 juniors in the starting lineup for Southwest Minnesota State. Jenna Borcher is the 5'6 senior, the only senior in the starting lineup. Again, she averaged 8 points per game last season, along with Sam Wall, the 5'8 junior, who rounds out the starting five as both teams take the floor just about ready for tip-off here in Kearney. The Kearney Classic, again, UNK will play next at 7 o'clock. They have Minnesota Crookston later tonight, but right here we have Northwest Missouri State basketball. Both teams ready for this one. Kelsey Fields will jump for Northwest Missouri. Madison Gelhoff will jump for Southwest Minnesota State. Big height advantage here. 6'2 to 5'6 in this opening tip-off. It's won by Northwest Missouri, and we are underway here in Kearney as Molly Hartnett will dribble it up the floor to get things started. On the left wing, drives inside, now in the left block, looking for somewhere to go. Moves inside the paint, takes a 4-footer off the glass, gets it to go with the right hand. Northwest with an early 2-0 lead over Southwest Minnesota State. It'll be Bree Stoltzman who hands it off up top. Gelhoff in the paint, and she has a bad pass that goes out of bounds off of Sam Wall. She was trying to hit back in the left wing. It'll be a turnover. Northwest Missouri will take over on the near baseline. It is Kelderman will toss this one in to Molly Hartnett. Again, Molly Hartnett, the 5'9 sophomore who was the 2020-2021 Freshman of the Year. Just 30 seconds into the first quarter, 2-0 Bearcats on top. Molly Hartnett in the left corner trying to drive her way in. Kicks it to a cutting Green who takes a 6-foot jumper from the right block. Gets that one to go. 4-0 Bearcats here early in this one. As Stoltzman will hand it off to Madison Gelhoff, and she traveled trying to drive into the paint. It's another turnover for Southwest Minnesota State. Too early here in the first quarter. 4-0 Bearcats on top of Southwest Minnesota State. So again, Molly Hartnett will dribble it up the floor. She will fake the handoff to Kelderman, keeping herself in the left corner. Hartnett looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Peyton Kelderman. She will take a 3 straight on, and that one is an air ball as it will land out of bounds. Taking over is Southwest Minnesota State, down 4-0. They've had 2 turnovers here early in the contest, so now they'll look to get some offense going as Bree Stoltzman, the 5'8 sophomore, will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Parsley, who hands it off to Jenna Borchers. Borchers straight on, back to Gelhoff. Madison Gelhoff drives into the free throw line, drives inside, moving into the right block, tries to physical. That one is too strong off the glass with the right hand. Jaina Green will pick up the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. She hands it off to Molly Hartnett. Hartnett at the top of the key. Kicks it up top to Evelyn Vasquez. Jaina Green wide open in the right corner. Passes it inside. Kelsey Fields gets the layup to go from the right block. 6-0 Bearcats here early in this one. 8.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. So now Southwest Minnesota State needs to find something offensively as there's a turnover by Jenna Borchers. Kelderman will pick it up for Northwest Missouri. Peyton Kelderman straight on. Vasquez, left wing, now drives inside at the free throw line, goes into the right block looking for somewhere to go. Nice defense by Madison Gelhoff as now they'll kick it back up top to Molly Hartnett. Hartnett, top of the key, working into the right block, trying to back her way into the post. Goes up with the left hand. That one will go off the glass. Some nice footwork that time. 8-0. Bearcats lead it early over Southwest Minnesota State. 7:50 remaining in the first quarter. As now you need to find an answer as Bree Stoltzman will have it a couple feet outside the right wing. Drives inside of the right block. Puts a shot up with the right hand. It's too short off the iron. Offensive rebound. Put back is good for Stoltzman. And finally the Mustangs get on the board down 8-2 with 7.5 remaining in the first quarter. So finally they stop the Northwest Missouri onslaught here early in this one as Jaina Green has it on the right wing. Kicks it back up top to Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez looking for a screen from Fields. Drives into left block. Kicks it up. Kelderman. Kelderman traveled. So that'll be a Northwest Missouri State turnover as we'll see a couple substitutions. Ella Moody will check into the game for Northwest Missouri, the 5'11 freshman. She will check into the game, and Southwest Minnesota State also with a couple of new players as well as they'll have Bree Stoltzman bring it up the floor for the Mustangs. Stoltzman will give it off to Jenna Borchers. Again, Borchers the junior gets a screen from Thorpenson, who just checked into the game. Borchers will kick it back out to Stoltzman. Stoltzman, top of the key, kicks it to Thorpenson. Now left wing. Borchers will take a long 24-foot three. It clangs off the front of the iron. Defensive rebound locked up by Northwest Missouri. Peyton Kelderman kicks it up top to Evelyn Vasquez. Bearcats up 8-2. Here comes a three from Kelderman. That one is money from the left wing. 11-2 Bearcats here early in this one. As Jenna Borchers on the left wing gives it off. Nice inside pass to Stoltzman, but Stoltzman wasn't quite ready for it. It'll land out of bounds. It'll be another turnover. Northwest Missouri takes over. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats up 11-2 over Southwest Minnesota State. A fast-paced start to this one is Ella Moody. The freshman will bring it up the floor. She had over 1,000 points in high school. As she kicks it out to Peyton Kelderman on the right wing, who looks for a screen from Fields. And she has the ball poked out of bounds by Maddie Thorfinson. Thorfinson, the 6-foot freshman for Southwest Minnesota State, pokes that one out of bounds. Northwest Missouri will inbound from the near side of baseline. On your radio dial, Northwest Missouri moving from left to right as Sam Wall will check back into the game for Southwest Minnesota State. She'll give Jenna Borchers her first rest of the contest. 11-2 Bearcats over the Mustangs. 6:23 remaining in the opening quarter. Bounce pass inside to Vasquez. Vasquez works it to the top of the key, and now she'll take her time just a couple feet past the UNK logo. Vasquez looking for a screen up top. Jaina Green. Green with 5 seconds to shoot. Backs into the right block. Pass cross court. Moody. She's going to run out of time, as they will say that Southwest Minnesota State was able to pick it up. Sam Wall, a lot of people standing around. Do we get a timeout from Southwest Minnesota State? Or there's a substitutions? Interesting. As the shot clock had expired, but Southwest Minnesota State was still moving down the court, I think they ended up ruling that they had to reset. As Stoltzman will inbound this one to Hannah Parsley. Parsley up top to Stoltzman. Stoltzman on the left wing. Under 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Bearcats up 11-2. On the right elbow, almost has her pass poked away by Moody. Now takes it all the way. Stoltzman is fouled as she goes up for a layup with the right hand. She will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 11-2. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs as Lauren Iman will check into the game. The 6'2 redshirt freshman out of St. Joseph, Missouri. She was all-conference, district, and city as a senior in high school. Anyways, Bree Stoltzman will come to the free throw line. Shot 86% from the charity stripe last season. Her first free throw is nothing but net. 5:52 remaining in this first quarter. Bearcats up 11-3 over Southwest Minnesota State. Stoltzman at the free throw line. Her second free throw, that one is good as well. She gets her free throw to go, 11-4. Bearcats leading this one with 5:51 remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats moving left to right. Now full court press coming from Southwest Minnesota State. Kelderman has it just past midcourt. Looking for a screen from Jaina Green. Kelderman now drives in, has her pass poked away by Madison Gelhoff. It'll go out of bounds off of Southwest Minnesota State. And now we'll see a substitution for the Mustangs. 11-4. The Bearcats on top. Jenna Borchers checks back into the game. Smalley Hartnett inbounding. Finds a Kelderman in the right corner. Now in the right wing. Kicks it inside to Iman. Iman on the right block. Goes up with the right hand. Her three-footer is just a little bit long. But an offensive rebound. Again, they find Iman inside. Goes up with the right hand. Lays it up and in. 13-4. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Just about halfway through the first quarter. It's Jenna Borchers. Top of the key. Hands it off to her teammate. With Peyton Blandon. Blandon on the right wing, drives inside in the paint, kicks it out. Open three-pointer from Thorfinson. It's strong off the right side of the iron. Ella Moody scoops up the rebound. She gets it to Green. Green driving all the way, kicks to the corner. Open three. Kelderman in the left corner. Strong off the right iron. And no good. Defensive rebound locked up by Southwest Minnesota State. Now an open three for Jenna Borchers. Straight on. That's cash money for Jenna Borchers. And finally, they get a three-pointer to fall. 13-7 Bearcats over the Mustangs with 4:40 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Molly Hartnett for Northwest Missouri has it on the right wing. Bounce pass to Kelderman at the free throw line. Kelderman looking on. Nice pass inside to Iman. Goes up with the right hand. The five-footer is a little strong. Defensive rebound by Blandon. Blandon bringing it up the floor for the Mustangs. With 4:24 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Sam Wall driving into the lane. Now on the left block, looking for somewhere to kick it out. She kicks it out to Gelhoff. Gelhoff works into the paint, takes an eight-footer. Strong off the back iron. Rebound scooped up by Molly Hartnett, and Hartnett will slow it down here a little bit. Try to pick up some things offensively for the Bearcats. 4 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Bearcats up 13-7 over Southwest Minnesota State as Hartnett will take a fadeaway seven-footer from the left side. It's a little strong. As Gelhoff will scoop up the rebound. Gelhoff trips, loses the ball. Jenna Borchers was right there to pick it up. Sam Wall, left wing three from 23 feet out. She hits it. 13-10. The Mustangs are right back into this one. They now trail this one by three with 3.5 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. As Kelderman has it straight on, top of the key, drives inside, backs into the left block. Great feed inside of Jaina Green. Reverse layup is too short. Gets her own miss. Put back is good. 15-10, Bearcats over the Mustangs. 3:20 and counting remaining in the first quarter. So Bearcats get a much-needed answer offensively. As both teams ready to substitute a good amount of players, and as Jenna Borchers has it for Southwest Minnesota State, hands it off to Sam Wall on the left wing. Wall now on the right elbow, kicks it out back to the right wing to Gelhoff. Eight to shoot. Thorfinson works into the paint, and we saw a foul call. They're going to get Lauren Iman on the foul. 2:56 remaining in the first quarter, 15-10. Bearcats over the Mustangs as we will get our first timeout. Been a high-flying first quarter up to this point. Bearcats lead at 15-10 over the Mustangs at 2:56 remaining in the first quarter. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Lash Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Lash and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
And a high-scoring affair so far here in Kearney, 15-10, Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State with 2:56 remaining here in the first quarter. Both teams shooting pretty well from the field. Southwest Minnesota State 38% from the field. Northwest Missouri 54% so far from the field of Southwest Minnesota State. Will inbound from their own baseline. They get it into Stoltzman. Stoltzman in the right post. Kicks it out to the right corner. Now back up top. Hannah Parsley has it. Parsley will hand it off to Madison Gelhoff. Takes a three from the left wing. It's a little short. Offensive rebound by Parsley, but her putback is too strong. Fight for the rebound. Vasquez was on it. They're going to call it a jump ball. Possession will stay with Southwest Minnesota State. 2:42 remaining in the first quarter. Bearcats still up by five. As Jenna Borchers will inbound from the near baseline. 2:42. There's 20 to shoot and a foul called. This one will go against Northwest Missouri's Lauren Gillig before the ball was inbounded. 2:42 remaining in the first quarter. Looking for somewhere to get the ball in. Sam Wall has it on the left corner. Wall dribbles it back up to the top of the key. Now kicks it to Parsley. Hannah Parsley drives into the left block. Fadeaway jumper from 6 feet out. It's a little short. Rebound will go to Kelsey Fields. So now Northwest Missouri working it from left to right. Molly Hartnett will hand it, fake the handoff to Vasquez. Now works into the left corner. Drives inside, goes up with the right hand. Her five-footer is off the mark, but she was fouled. This should be a shooting foul, so she will likely go to the line and shoot two. Molly Hartnett, the 5'9 sophomore, shot 84% from the free throw line last season and steps up for her first shots of the 2022-2023 regular season from the charity stripe. As her first one is good. 16-10, Bearcats over the Mustangs. Regular season opener for Northwest Missouri in the Kearney Classic. Her second free throw, that one is out of the net. So 2 for 2 on the free throws for Molly Hartnett. So now for Southwest Minnesota State, back down by 7. Stoltzman will get it to Gelhoff on the right wing. Gelhoff drives inside, switches hands, her 4-footer off the glass. That one will go from just outside the right block. Madison Gelhoff, a nice shot there. Molly Hartnett will now bring it the other way for Northwest Missouri. Gets a screen from Vasquez on the left wing. Now on the left side of the court. Hartnett dribbles between the legs on the left block. She's double-teamed, kicks it up. Wide open three-pointer on its way. It's good for Lauren Gillig from the right corner. 20-12, Bearcats over the Mustangs. As Parsley now at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Sam Wall, left wing. Wall switches hands, goes up with the left hand. She had the ball stripped. Last touch by Northwest Missouri. So the ball will stay with the Mustangs. Lauren Gillig, though, the 6'1 redshirt freshman, didn't play last season. She's out of Blue Springs, Missouri. She was 2-time All-District back in high school. As they kick it into the right corner with Hannah Parsley. Parsley looking for a screen. They'll kick it back out. As that one is going to be blocked as Madison Gelhoff went up, but they will call a foul on Kelsey Fields. Fields with a significant height advantage. 6'2 over the 5'9 Gelhoff. And Gelhoff is one of the taller players on the roster, but the foul was called, so Gelhoff will go to the line and shoot two. Shot 62% from the charity stripe last season. As Peyton Blandon will check into the game for Southwest Minnesota State as well. First free throw is up and good. Lead is cut back to 7, 20-13 Bearcats over the Mustangs. With 1:25 remaining in this opening quarter. Second free throw, that one is too strong off the back iron. Fight for the rebound, though. It's an offensive rebound. Put back is a little short off the right iron, but another offensive rebound with Gelhoff. Kick it out. Right wing three is money for Jenna Borchers. They cut the lead to 4 with a minute 13 and counting remaining in the first quarter as Evelyn Vasquez will bring it up the floor for Northwest Missouri. Just about a minute to play in the first quarter. They get it inside to Kasten. Kasten will kick it out to Vasquez. Vasquez on the right wing. Gets it to Jaina Green, top of the key. Back to Vasquez on the right wing. Goes all the way. Layup from the right block is off the market, but Vasquez was fouled. So Vasquez will go to the line and shoot two. A couple more substitutions for Southwest Minnesota State. Kennedy Buchholz will check into the game. As now Evelyn Vasquez will go to the free throw line. Peyton Kelderman checks back into the game for Northwest Missouri. Haley Kasten also into the game for the first time for the Bearcats as Evelyn Vasquez, the 5'5 sophomore, will head to the free throw line. 52%. She shot from the free throw line last year. Her first free throw is good. 21-16, Bearcats over the Mustangs. 54 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Her second free throw is short off the front iron, so 1-for-2 on that trip. As Stoltzman will bring it up the floor. Stoltzman reversing hands, kicks it out. Borchers drive. Back with you from the Health and Sports Center. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Looks like we disconnected there for just a minute, but we are back 21-18. The Bearcats lead it over the Mustangs of Southwest Minnesota State as we start out the second quarter as Molly Hartnett will dribble it inside, puts up a shot with the right hand. It's no good, but an offensive putback is good for Lauren Iman, the 6'2 redshirt freshman, and the Bearcats start out the second quarter hot. They're up 23-18 with 9:40 and counting remaining in the first quarter. As Borchers gets it up top to Buchholz. Now back to Borchers. Borchers right at the top of the key, dribbling with the right hand, now kicks it out to the right wing. Peyton Blandon goes inside, kicks it over to the left corner, driving inside, kicking it out to Thorpinson. Thorpinson behind the back, goes into the lane, kicks it out once again to Blandon. 3 seconds to shoot, she loses the ball. It's picked up by Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez on the fast break, takes it all the way, coast to coast, her layup's no good, but she was fouled. So she will go to the line to shoot two. As Southwest Minnesota State gets ready to substitute 4 players in. As Evelyn Vasquez will come into the game. So again, 4 new players coming in for Southwest Minnesota State. Hannah Parsley, Sam Wall, Bree Stoltzman also back into the game along with Madison Gelhoff. As Evelyn Vasquez at the free throw line. Her first free throw is off the backboard. No good. 9:13 remaining in the second quarter. 23-18. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Second free throw from Vasquez. That one short off the front iron. So 0-for-2 on that trip for Evelyn Vasquez. As Bree Stoltzman will bring it up the floor, she gets it into the right corner. Parsley drives all the way. Parsley, they're going to call a foul. I believe Molly Hartnett will be the guilty party. Now they will put that to Lauren Iman with 9:03 remaining in this second quarter. Inbound on the baseline for Southwest Minnesota State with 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Stoltzman looking for somewhere to go. Has nowhere. Passes it to the top of the key. Sam Wall now dribbles it inside. Sam Wall double dribbled. So it'll be a turnover, and Northwest Missouri will take it the other way. They lead it by 5, 23-18 with 9 minutes remaining in the second quarter. As Molly Hartnett will work this one up the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Hartnett on the right wing. Gets it to Kelderman at the free throw line. Kelderman looking for somewhere to go. Gets it inside. So 26-20. Bearcats lead it over Southwest Minnesota State. 8:16 remaining in this second quarter. The second shot will miss off the front of the iron as now they work it from right to left. Peyton Blandon back up top. Three-pointer on its way. It's off the front of the iron for Gelhoff, but an offensive rebound. Back out to Blandon. Blandon works it inside. Kicks it to the right corner. And a Parsley in the lane. Nice feed to Stoltzman. Stoltzman goes up with the right hand. They will say the foul was before the shot, though. And so it will not count as an and one. Molly Hartnett will be the guilty party again. They will say the foul was before the shot. So we will see a substitution with Lauren Gillig coming into the game for Northwest Missouri State. Inbound on the right side. Parsley goes up, and she is fouled, puts it in, and one. She'll go to the line trying to make it a three-point play. Vasquez will be the guilty party with 7:55 and counting remaining in this first quarter. As Hannah Parsley will go to the free throw line, she's not able to make it a three-point play as it bounces off the front of the rim. Molly Hartnett will work it from left to right for Northwest Missouri, up by four, 7:45 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Hartnett pass cross court to Gillig, up top Kelderman. Kelderman left wing, 14 seconds to shoot. Kelderman will take a long three. That one is just a little strong. Offensive rebound by Vasquez, who is fouled by Bree Stoltzman. Was not during any kind of shot. As another substitution, as Maddie Thorpenson will check into the game. Zoe Centers also checks into the game as well. Another freshman as part of the Southwest Minnesota State team. They'll throw it into the backcourt to Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez takes it in the backcourt, now moves it back to the front court. Vasquez drives inside. She is fouled once again. Zoe Centers, who just checked in the game. Centers, the 5'5 freshman for Southwest Minnesota State. Three-time All-Conference at Hugo, Minnesota. As Molly Hartnett will inbound this one on the near sideline, gets it into Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez on the left block. Kicks it back up top to Kelderman. Kelderman on the left wing, back up top, Vasquez. Vasquez, right wing, coming inside. Fade away, 10-footer is too strong for Molly Hartnett. Defensive rebound for Southwest Minnesota State. Blandon gets it to the top of the key to Jenna Borchers. Borchers thought about a three, now drives inside. She puts up a reverse layup with the left hand, gets that one to go. It's a two-point contest here in Kearney. 26-24, Bearcats over the Mustangs. As now Vasquez working it quickly the other way, stumbling on the near baseline. She was fouled. Zoe Centers with another foul. That's her second of the contest. As a couple substitutions for the Bearcats as Ella Moody and Kelsey Fields will check into the game. As Evelyn Vasquez will now head to the free throw line. The Bearcats now in the bonus. The first free throw from Vasquez is good. 27-24. Vasquez now 2-for-5 from the charity stripe so far in this contest. Her second shot, that one is good. So 2-for-2 in that trick. 28-24. Bearcats lead it over the Mustangs. 6:46 and counting remaining in the second quarter. Borchers hands it off to Blandon. Blandon, nice feed inside. Left-handed layup is too strong for Buchholz. Defensive rebound by the Bearcats. They work it the other way. Vasquez on the left wing. Vasquez pass back up top. Little trouble handling it as Moody kicks it back out to Vasquez, who takes a running 9-footer. Gets that one to go with the right hand. 30-24, Bearcats over the Mustangs. 6:15 and counting. Remaining in the second quarter as Borchers was fouled heading into the lane. Foul before the shot, so they will inbound on the baseline as Molly Hartnett will check back into the game for Northwest Missouri State. Jenna Borchers to inbound from the baseline. 6:13 remaining in the second quarter. 30-24, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. They'll get it up top to Hannah Parsley. Parsley spinning into the lane, goes up and is fouled from the right block. Jaina Green, the guilty party. Second foul on Jaina Green. So now a trip to the free throw line
for Southwest Minnesota State as Andre Swanson checks into the game for the first time for the Mustangs. Anna Parsley at the free throw line. Her first shot will rim around and in. 30-25, Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State. 6:08 remaining in the first half. Parsley's second free throw is up and good. So 30-26, Southwest Minnesota State keeping this one at arm's length. As Molly Hartnett will work it up the floor, hands it off to Ella Moody. Moody to Kelderman. Kelderman now to Fields. Fields on the right elbow. Kicks it out. Kelderman drives inside, working into the right block, trying to post up. Nice feed inside to Green. 10 seconds to shoot. Fade away, six-footer for Jana Green is good. Jana Green with 6 points now in the contest as the Bearcats back up by 6, 32-26 as Parsley bounce pass inside. They'll kick it back out to Swanson. Swanson to Borchers. Fadeaway three is off the left part of the iron. Trying to save it was Audrey Swanson, but it'll land out of bounds on the near sideline, so Northwest Missouri will take over. 5:24 remaining in the second quarter. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs, 32-26. Smalley Hartnett will move it from left to right. Kelderman hands it off to Moody. Moody back up top to Hartnett. Hartnett gets a screen, kicks it out. Jana Green, left corner, three! Bingo! Jana Green hits that one, 35-26. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs with 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. As Borchers has it top of the key, and we'll see a moving screen called on Southwest Minnesota State. Northwest Missouri will take over, 5 minutes remaining in the first half. As Madison Gelhoff will check into the game. Head coach Austin Meyer for Northwest Missouri. We will get a timeout. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs, 35-26. It's Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe with the full AGCO lineup, including Fendt, Massey, Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more. To view all of the ag equipment, ZieglerAg.com. At Ziegler Ag Equipment, we're ready.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Back at the Health and Sports Center here in Kearney as the Bearcats lead this one 35-26 over the Mustangs. John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network. It's the regular season opener for the women's basketball team here this evening against Southwest Minnesota State as Northwest Missouri will move it from left to right. Molly Hartnett will bring it up the floor for the Bearcats. Hartnett looking for a screen. Gets it up top to Moody. Moody dribbling inside. Tries to get a pass. It'll be a kicked ball as it went off of Madison Gelhoff's foot. So Northwest Missouri will retain possession. Both teams in the bonus also. As Molly Hartnett will inbound from the baseline. Gets it into Kelsey Fields. Fields on the right side. Gets it into Kelderman. Kelderman kicked to the left wing, outside the green, back out, left wing three from Hartnett. That one a little strong off the back iron, fight for the rebound. Southwest Minnesota State has it with Madison Gelhoff. Gelhoff will work it up the floor from right to left. Gets it back up top to Jenna Borchers. Borchers on the right wing, looking for a screen, kicks it out. Corner three coming from Parsley, rattles in. 6 point lead with 4:20 and counting. Remaining in the first half, 35-29, Northwest Missouri on top. Kelderman to Molly Hartnett. Hartnett on the left wing, looking for someone to go past cross court to Moody. Moody drives inside. Nice pass to the inside. It's almost taken away. Kelderman will take a three. Kelderman, nothing but net as she hits that one. 38-29. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. It's Jenna Borchers. We'll get it up top. Here comes a long three from Thorpenson. It goes off of the front iron. 3:43 and counting. Remaining in this first half as Molly Hartnett will work it from left to right. Hartnett on the right wing. Bounce pass to Kelderman. Kelderman straight on three on its way. Swishes in. 41-29. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. And that'll force a timeout from Mustangs head coach Tom Webb. 3:30 remaining in the second quarter. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 41-29. Southwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesaintjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Bearcats going on a little bit of a run here. They lead it 41-29 with 3:30 remaining here in the second quarter. As Southwest Minnesota State will take over, they need to find an answer offensively as they'll get it into the left corner. Madison Gelhoff almost lost the basketball but was able to recover. They kick it back out, driving all the way. Sam Wall on the left block goes up with the left-hander. Scoop shot is just a little strong. Evelyn Vasquez with the defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri State. And now we will get a timeout from Northwest Missouri so that the Bearcats can retain possession. Keep things here as the Bearcats lead this one 41-29 over Southwest Minnesota State. So far, the Bearcats have been spreading it out. Kelderman and Green both lead their team in scoring this far with 9 points. Molly Hartnett is also adding 6. Evelyn Vasquez with 5. Then on the other side for Southwest Minnesota State, Jenna Borchers leads all scores with 10. Also, Hannah Parsley with a solid first half up to this point, scoring 9 points. But it's been a solid second quarter so far for Northwest Missouri as they have outscored Southwest Minnesota State 20-11 so far here in the second quarter. So we are ready to resume action after the Northwest Missouri timeout. 3:11 remaining here in the first half as Evelyn Vasquez will move it from left to right. Vasquez with 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Vasquez looking for somewhere to go. Gets it up top to Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman looking straight on. Thought about a three. Now we'll get it over to Hartnett. 10 to shoot for Northwest Missouri. Hartnett on the left elbow. Bounce pass inside. Going up and not getting the shot to go. It was Kaylee Keston, but she's able to kick it back out to Molly Hartnett. With the shot clock resetting, they now have 10 to shoot. Kelderman straight on, drives inside. Hartnett, right wing, drives inside, takes a shot from the right elbow. It clatters around and in. Molly Hartnett, another bucket. That's now 8 points for Hartnett. With 2:25 and counting, 43-29 Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. And a solid first half up to this point as going up was Sam Walsh. She had her shot rejected by Jaina Green. It'll go out of bounds off of Northwest Missouri. 2:14 remaining in the second quarter. Bearcats up 43-29 over Southwest Minnesota State. Borchers gets it inside to Gelhoff. Gelhoff, though, was fouled by Evelyn Vasquez. And now the bonus. Southwest Minnesota State should go to the line here. As we'll have a couple substitutions. Ella Moody will check into the game for Northwest Missouri State. Maddie Thorpenson will check into the game for the Mustangs as Madison Gelhoff will go to the free throw line. First shot from Gelhoff. That one will bounce off the front iron. It rolls around and in. Now 2 for 3 from the charity stripe so far in this contest with 2:13 remaining in the first half. Second free throw. That one clatters around and in. 43-31. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 2:10 remaining here in the first half as Hartnett will hand it off to Keston. Now to Moody. Moody drives inside, working on the right block. She's double-teamed, kicks it out to Hartnett. Peyton Blandon almost got a steal, but Hartnett was able to get back on it. Hartnett straight on, drives inside to the right block. Throws up a crazy shot with the right hand. Almost goes, a little too strong, but a foul was called. So Molly Hartnett will head to the free throw line. Molly Hartnett so far from the free throw line in this one, 2 for 2. Again, Hartnett, the 2020-2021 MIAA Freshman of the Year. This is a player that will be a big part of the Bearcats' success this season, as the first free throw is good, as Peyton Kelderman gets ready to check back into the game for Northwest Missouri State. 44-31, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Her second free throw is good, as we will see the other Kelderman, Lindsay Kelderman, will check into the game. Lindsay Kelderman, the 5'6 redshirt freshman out of Urbandale, Iowa. She averaged 7 points per game in her senior year. As Maddie Thorfinson has it at the top, they were working the ball around. Blandon has it straight on. Blandon hands it off to Thorfinson. Thorfinson driving into the right block, kicks it out, but it was a little too short on the pass. It is stolen away by Kelderman. Peyton Kelderman behind the back, drives into the left block, looking for somewhere to go. Pass cross court. Ella Moody drives inside, working in the lane, trying to back her way to the right block. Getting physical, goes up with the right hand, her three-footer, teardropper. That one will drop in for Northwest Missouri. 47-31. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 1:10 remaining in the first half. Hannah Parsley from the right block gets that shot to go, as the Mustangs try to cut into this lead before halftime. Lindsay Kelderman hands it off to Ella Moody. Couple freshmen on the court right now as Moody drives into the left block, kicks it back out to Kelderman. Now Lindsay Kelderman into the right corner to Jaina Green. Green, pass up top. Peyton Kelderman takes her shot, goes into the right block. Nice feed inside to a streaking Green. Can't get her layup to go with 40 seconds remaining in the first half. Quickly working the other way is Southwest Minnesota State. Parsley traveled as she was working into the left block. She travels, and now with 36 seconds remaining in the first half, Northwest Missouri will take over. Peyton Rao will check into the game for the first time for Northwest Missouri. Excuse me, that's Lauren Gillig. Seen Lauren Gillig so far this evening. 36 seconds remaining in the first half. About a 5 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Zella Moody has it on the left wing. Moody gets it up top to Molly Hartnett. Hartnett drives in on the right elbow. Backing her way into the post. Kicks it out. Gillig fakes a three. Now to Kelderman. Kelderman, top of the key. Drives inside. Throws up an 8-footer with the right hand. It's no good. And now Southwest Minnesota State can hold for the final shot of the first half. 7 seconds remaining. Driving all the way is Borchers. Throws up a 5-footer with the left hand. It goes. 1 second remaining. Kelderman won't get a shot off, and that will be the end of the first half. But a much better second quarter for the Bearcats, as the Bearcats lead it by 12 at the break. They lead it 47-35 over the Mustangs of Southwest Minnesota State. Our halftime report is just ahead on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
We're at the half in the regular season opener for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats women's basketball team as they open up the season with this battle with Southwest Minnesota State as part of the Kearney Classic. Again, UNK and Minnesota Crookston, they will play later here tonight. Let's go over the first half stats. Again, the Bearcats lead it 47-35 over the Mustangs of Southwest Minnesota State. So far for the Bearcats, 47 points in the first half, 17-31. They are shooting at 55% from the field in the first half. They are shooting 56% from three, 67% from the free throw line, 8-12. For Southwest Minnesota State, 35 points in the first half. They are shooting 44% from the field, which again is not bad at all. They're shooting 40% from three, 4-10. Also 64% from the free throw line. They are 7-11 so far from the free throw line. Leading scorers so far, first for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri, Molly Hartnett, 10 points on 3-for-6 shooting. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line thus far with 5 assists. Gina Green and Peyton Kelderman both with 9 points. Kelderman on 3-for-6 from 3-point range. All of her buckets are 3-pointers so far on this one. Gina Green, 4-for-8 from the field. She has 6 rebounds and 1 block. Kelderman with also 2 steals so far in this one. For Southwest Minnesota State, they are led by Jenna Borchers with 12 points on 5-for-8 shooting. She's 2-for-4 from downtown. She has 2 assists. Also, Hannah Parsley with 11 points on 4-for-6 shooting. She's 1-for-1 from downtown, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, has 4 rebounds so far in the contest. But other than that, there's only 3 other players that have scored, with Stoltzman, Wall, and Gelhoff. And Gelhoff leads the trio of those three with 5 points. So it's really just been Borchers and Parsley so far in this one. For Madison Gelhoff, though, 5 points on 1-for-5 shooting. She's 0-for-2 from downtown, 3-for-4 from the free throw line with 4 rebounds and 2 assists in the first half. Defensive rebounds, Southwest Minnesota State with 12, the Bearcats with 11. 7 offensive rebounds for Southwest Minnesota State, though, in the first half. 19 total rebounds. They are out-rebounding the Bearcats so far in the first half. 22 points in the paint for Northwest Missouri. 16 so far with Southwest Minnesota State. It's been a back-and-forth contest, but the Bearcats kind of able to pull away there late in the second quarter. Again, it was a very good second quarter, 26-17. The Bearcats outscored the Mustangs. The Bearcats shot 60% from the field, 3-for-5 from downtown in that second quarter. It was a really good second quarter for Northwest Missouri. Again, we are at the half. The Bearcats lead it over the Mustangs, 47-35 at the break. More of our halftime is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Mill and Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Also from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is at bearcatsports.com. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from King City Lumber, their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
You're listening to the Bearcat Halftime Report, presented by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company.
Back with you from the Health and Sports Center as the Bearcats lead it 47-35 over Southwest Minnesota State here at the break. Again, the Bearcats shooting 55% from the field in the first half, 8-for-12 from the free throw line. They've only turned the ball over twice. Southwest Minnesota State has turned the ball over 9 times so far in the first half. Again, a 47-35 lead for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri. Let's go over some other Bearcat athletics in action this weekend. First, the football team has a big matchup coming up in Emporia, Kansas. They are at Emporia State tomorrow at 1 p.m. That game available on the MIAA Network as well as the Bearcat Radio Network. The men's basketball team is currently in action out in St. Joseph, Missouri in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. So far, they are up 31-27 over Northern State with about 6 minutes remaining in the first half. That at last check live stats. And then they have Minnesota Crookston tomorrow, 4 p.m. That game also here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And then the volleyball team, after sweeping Missouri Southern this last Thursday in the first round of the MIAA tournament, they have a semifinal matchup with 20th-ranked Washburn. Big matchup there for the Bearcats, trying to make it to the MIAA championship with the winner of the UNK-Pitt State matchup out in the MIAA tournament in St. Joseph, Missouri. That game tonight with Washburn and Northwest Missouri, that match for the volleyball semifinals, that is set for 7:30 p.m. That game is available to watch on the MIAA network. So that's kind of a look at the other Northwest Missouri athletics in action. But here in Kearney, the women's basketball team, again, getting their season started with a game against Southwest Minnesota State. They'll have Minnesota Crookston tomorrow. Another big game for the Bearcats. Minnesota Crookston will take on UNK here in about 7, depending on how long this game right here goes. But again, Bearcats up 47-35. They're led by Molly Hartnett with 10 points. Jana Green and Peyton Kelderman both with 9 points so far in the contest. 5 points for Evelyn Vasquez as well. And then for Southwest Minnesota State, they have 2 players in double digits with Jenna Borchers and Hannah Parsley. But then from there, there's just not a lot there offensively for the Mustangs. Only 3 other scores, and they all have 5 points or less so far in the first half for Southwest Minnesota State. So they're going to have to get some more players going offensively if the Mustangs want to come back. But again, they've hung tough so far in this one, down 47-35 at the break to the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. Again, a team that finished 17-12 last season. They are 7th in the preseason coaches, 6th in the preseason media polls. Well, we are just about a couple minutes away from third quarter action. We will step aside, and the third quarter is just ahead on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen-Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen-Dinsdale in a full-time role. More info online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More info at MarylandSmiles.com. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claims assistance and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More info at mteoffice.com or Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Support for today's game is from East Hill Shopping Center, located in St. Joseph, Missouri, a shopping and dining destination with special events, entertainment, and more. More information is on their website at shopeasthills.com or on Facebook and Instagram. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
You're listening to the Bearcat Halftime Report, presented by Millen-Dinsdale Seed Company.
Well, that'll just about wrap up halftime as the Bearcats lead it 47-35 at the end of the first half. Just about ready for third quarter action. Again, John Willis with you on the Bearcat Radio Network in the regular season opener for Northwest Missouri State. It was a solid first half, 47-35 they lead it. They only outscored the Mustangs by 3 in the first quarter, 21-18, but a big second quarter, they outscored Southwest Minnesota State 26-17 in that second quarter. So we are just about ready for third quarter action as the Bearcats take the court. 20 more minutes of action here in regulation for Northwest Missouri State as they try to open up the regular season with a W here this afternoon. It'll be Kelsey Fields, Molly Hartnett, Peyton Kelderman, Evelyn Vasquez, and Jana Green to start out the second half for the Bearcats. As Anna Parsley will inbound this one to start out the second half for Southwest Minnesota State. She gets it into the backcourt to Bree Stoltzman, and we are underway here in the third quarter from Kearney as Jenna Borchers will get it up top to Stoltzman. Same starters for both teams to start out this third quarter as they get it into the left corner. The Mustangs now working from left to right here in this second half. 10 seconds to shoot. They can't find anything. Hannah Parsley at the top of the key. Drives inside, backs into the lane, kicks it out. Gelhoff thought about a three, now takes it all away, lays it up with the right hand, it's short, fight for the rebound, it's an offensive rebound, they kick it back up to Borchers. Borchers going all the way, left-handed four-footer, no good, defensive rebound snagged by Kelsey Fields for Northwest Missouri. It was a big missed offensive possession for Southwest Minnesota State after getting an offensive rebound. That's their eighth offensive rebound of the contest as they kick it out to Kelderman. Right wing three on its way. It's short off the front iron. Defensive rebound by Hannah Parsley for Southwest Minnesota State. Parsley on the left wing. They'll kick it up top to Jenna Borchers. Borchers to the right wing. Sam Wall. Wall to the free throw line. Looking for somewhere to go. Hands it off to Stoltzman. Stoltzman drives into the lane. Is fouled as she goes up. It was a late whistle. Evelyn Vasquez can't believe it was called. It'll be the first foul of the second half for Northwest Missouri. Up 47-35. It's a shooting foul, so Bree Stoltzman will head to the free throw line. Stoltzman 2-for-2 in the first half from the free throw line for Southwest Minnesota State as Ella Moody checks into the game for the Bearcats. First shot on its way will rattle around and in for Bree Stoltzman. Cuts the lead to 11, 47-36 Bearcats over the Mustangs with 8:51 remaining in the third quarter. Her second free throw is nothing but net. 10-point game, 47-37. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 8:50 and counting remaining in the third. Molly Hartnett will work it up the floor. Hartnett on the right elbow. Guarded closely defensively. Is just able to swing it over to Jaina Green. Madison Gelhoff. Excuse me, that is Peyton Kelderman. Works it into the free throw line. Great lead pass inside to Green. Green gets her own miss. Rattles around and in. Jaina Green with her 11th point of the contest. Now into double figures. Sam Wall, beautiful pass inside to Gelhoff, who is fouled as she goes up for a shot from the right block. So she will go to the free throw line. Second foul on the Bearcats so far in this third quarter. 8:21 remaining in the third. Bearcats on top, 49-37. So Madison Gelhoff will go to the free throw line. Her first free throw will rattle in and out. Rattle right in for Southwest Minnesota State. Madison Gelhoff now 4-for-5 from the charity stripe as she takes a couple of dribbles. Her second free throw on the way. That one is more on the mark. Lead cut back to 10. 49-39 Bearcats over the Mustangs with 8:15 and counting remaining in the third quarter. They get it to the top with Ella Moody. Moody driving into the right block, backing her way in. Spins, takes a shot with the right hand. That one goes from the right block. Ella Moody gets on the board. It's her fourth point of the contest. First bucket of the third quarter. Borchers on the left wing. Step back three on its way. Bingo for Jenna Borchers. 51-42. Bearcats over the Mustangs. 7:45 and counting. Remaining in the third quarter is Ella Moody on the right elbow. Kicks it up top, wide open, straight on three for Kelderman. It bounces off the front iron, rattles around, and in. Peyton Kelderman, her fourth three of the contest. All of her field goals are threes. Is now Gelhoff on the other end. She answers with a three of her own. Both teams trading threes here in the third quarter. 54-45, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. As Molly Hartnett on the right wing, bounce pass to Kelderman. Peyton Kelderman looking for a screen from Fields. Kelderman back up top to Hartnett. Hartnett to Jaina Green, and we saw an offensive foul called on Northwest Missouri. So the Mustangs take over, and they will substitute a couple players in with Peyton Blandon, Maddie Thorfinson. Oh, no, now they have to come back and wait to be subbed in. As Zoe Centers also is ready to check in. And now they let him check it. Had to get the official to blow the whistle for them to come in as Lauren Iman ready to check into the game for Northwest Missouri as well. And now she heads back to the bench. She came to the scorer's table and then headed right back. As Bree Stoltzman will work it up the floor for Southwest Minnesota State. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Stoltzman goes all the way, lays it up with the right hand, and it goes in. Off the right block, lead cut to 7. 54-47, Bearcats over the Mustangs, 6:50 and counting, remaining in the third quarter. Ella Moody back up top to Jaina Green. Hartnett drives inside. Nice pass to Green. Green gets the layup to go with the right hand. 56-47, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. So Bearcats are able to get back with an answer, and then a wild pass from Thorfinson sails out of bounds. It'll be a turnover as Kaylee Keston will check into the game for Northwest Missouri. 6:29 remaining in the third quarter, 56-47. Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State as Sam Wall will check back into the game for the Mustangs. Ella Moody gets it into Peyton Kelderman. Now back to Moody, who will walk it up the floor for Northwest Missouri, up by 9. Moody working into the left block, takes a fadeaway three-footer. It is no good. Rebound will go out of bounds as Parsley tried to hold on to it. She couldn't. It goes out of bounds, so Northwest Missouri will retain possession. They'll inbound from the baseline as now Lauren Iman will check into the game for Kelsey Fields. Lauren Iman, 7 points in the first half for Northwest Missouri. Kind of quiet 7 points as we'll see a holding foul called on Southwest Minnesota State. Keston will look to inbound from the baseline. Keston pass up top to Iman. Lauren Iman. As that pass go out of bounds, it was tipped out by the Mustangs and Hannah Parsley. So again, the Bearcats will retain possession. Get it into Kelderman. Kelderman on the right wing. Peyton Kelderman drives inside, now backs up. Looking for a screen from Green. Kelderman behind the back, drives inside, now at the free throw line, kicks it out. Jana Green, right wing three on its way. Rattles around and out, and a foul will be called on Ella Moody, who shoved the Mustang to the ground, trying to fight for the rebound. Not an intentional shot, but that'll be a foul against Northwest Missouri as Jenna Borchers will check back into the game for Southwest Minnesota State. 56-47, Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State. 5:55 and counting, remaining in the third quarter. Stoltzman driving all the way, goes up with the right hand, lays that one up and in. The lead is cut back to 7. 56-49, Bearcats on top of Southwest Minnesota State. Kaylee Keston just past midcourt looking for a screen from Iman. She has it on the right wing. Keston, bounce pass to the top of the key to Kelderman. Kelderman has her pass tipped, ball going around, and it's a turnover. Southwest Minnesota State working it from left to right. Sam Wall driving all the way. Scoop layup with the left hand. That one goes. Jenna Borchers has the shot for the Mustangs and a timeout by the Bearcats. 5:17 remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats lead cut to 5. 56-51. Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State. It is Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main and Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, welcoming back former Northwest Missouri State offensive lineman Tanner Owen, returning to Millen Dinsdale in a full-time role. More information online at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back with you from Kearney as the lead has been cut to 5:56-51. The Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Now the Mustangs need an answer. And, you know, talking with head coach Austin Meyer, this is one thing that he said their team had to do differently this season was be able to score in moments like these. Moments where they're starting to get on the ropes. Southwest Minnesota State is getting back in it. As Molly Hartnett will bring it up the floor for Northwest Missouri. Backs into the lane. Nice pass to Green, but it's a little behind her. Green is able to recover it. Now the ball is loose. Fight for the ball. Thorfinson. Green got tied up. Jump ball possession. We'll stay with the Bearcats. So catching a break that time is Northwest Missouri. As they're looking for somewhere to get it in, Hartnett looking for somewhere, throws it back to Jayna Green, who catches it at the logo. And now she'll hand it off. Keston steps back, now kicks it over to Kelderman on the left wing, behind the back, working with the left hand, kicks it back out. Hartnett drives into the free throw line, gets it up top to Keston, 2 seconds to shoot. She heaves up a three, it's an air ball. Southwest Minnesota State will take over, down by five, with 4:45 remaining in the third quarter. 16-9, Southwest Minnesota State, outscoring Northwest Missouri so far here in the third. Timeout on the floor, 56-51, Bearcats over the Mustangs. It's Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More info at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Back with you from the Health and Sports Center as the Bearcats fighting right now in a tough one with Southwest Minnesota State to open up the season. The Southwest Minnesota State will take over down five with 4:46 remaining in the third quarter. Bree Stoltzman will work it from left to right, bringing up the floor. She hands it off to Wall. Now back up top, Borchers. They're swinging the ball around right now. Bree Stoltzman, top of the key, now works over to the right wing, dribbles inside at the free throw line, kicks it out to Thorfinson. Thorfinson walks it over to the right wing, 10 seconds to shoot. Thorfinson looking for a screen, now 5 seconds to shoot. Stoltzman drives inside, in the lane, takes a fadeaway, 8-footer, rattles around and in, the lead is 3. 56-53 with 4:12 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats need an answer. It'll be Lauren Iman on the right elbow. Gets it up top to Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman spins around, works into the lane, down the left block. Fadeaway, 5-footer. That one is well off the market. 56-53, and now a chance to tie the game with a 3. Peyton Blandin will get it up top to Bree Stoltzman. Stoltzman, top of the key, drives inside, goes up with the right hand, lays it up. Oh, it just was a little too strong. Rims in and out. Rebound by Kaylee Keston. Now on the other side, Peyton Kelderman from straight on. Step back three on its way. That one just a little too strong. Offensive rebound by Iman, but she hits it off the backboard. Defensive rebound snatched up the other way. Jenna Borchers will take it coast to coast. Had it blocked by Jayna Green. Whistles blow. We have a foul on the floor. Possession will stay with Southwest Minnesota State as that'll go against the Bearcats. Both teams with two substitutions. This one getting close, 56-53, Bearcats over the Mustangs, 3:23 remaining in this third quarter. As Hannah Parsley will inbound for the baseline for Southwest Minnesota State, gets it into Borchers. Borchers on the left wing, gets it up top. Gelhoff goes all the way with the right hand. Her layup is too strong. Kelsey Fields with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Molly Hartnett will work it from right to left. Hartnett on the left side of the court, dribbling into the lane, now goes up with the right hand for the right block. She is fouled. Her shot was a bit short, but she will go to the line and shoot two. With 3 minutes remaining in this third quarter, Bearcats up 56-53. Things getting a little tight here in the third quarter. Molly Hartnett so far 4-for-4 from the charity stripe in this contest. She will look to keep it going. Her first free throw is good. 57-53, Bearcats over the Mustangs, 3:02 remaining in the third quarter. Hartnett at the free throw line. Her second free throw is up and good. So 6 for 6 from the charity stripe is a substitution. Bree Stoltzman will check back in the game for Southwest Minnesota State. Stoltzman will work the ball up the floor for the Mustangs. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats with a 5-point lead. Peyton Blandon has it straight on. Blandon works inside, spins around, shot with the left hand, goes in, and a foul. Are they going to say that? No, they're going to call a travel on Peyton Blandon. So that'll be a turnover. Northwest Missouri takes over. 2:49 remaining in the third quarter. Molly Hartnett working it from right to left for Northwest Missouri. 58-53, Bearcats lead this one. They get it up top to Moody. Moody drives inside on the right block. Moody, nice feed inside. Jaina Green, her layup is well too strong. Defensive rebound by Addison Gelhoff. Southwest Minnesota State from left to right. They hand it off to Stoltzman, who goes all the way. Right-handed layup is good, and one. She'll go to the line and try to make it a three-point play. Bree Stoltzman cuts the lead to 3. Possibility to cut it to 2 with the and-one shot incoming. Stoltzman, 4 for 4 from the charity stripe so far in this one. And Stoltzman will look to cut this game to 2 points. That one rattles around and in. 58-56, Bearcats on top as Kaylee Keston will check back into the game for Northwest Missouri. And for Southwest Minnesota State, Zoe Centers checks back into the game. It's now Northwest Missouri, only up by 2. They will work it up the floor. Peyton Kelderman on the right wing. Drives inside to the free throw line. Nice pass inside to Moody, who goes up. Her layup is good. She's fouled. Ella Moody will go to the line and try to make it a three-point play. Count it and one for Ella Moody. Moody, this is her first attempt from the free throw line so far this evening. Again, she was a part of the Class 6 All-State team back in St. Joseph, Missouri in high school. Moody at the free throw line. Bearcats up by 4, 60-56. The free throw is good. Stoltzman will work it up the floor. She'll work it from left to right. Stoltzman, pass up top to Borchers. Borchers, pass back to the corner. Madison Gelhoff backing up. Now back to Borchers. Borchers moves into the left block. Great feed inside to Gelhoff, who lays it up with the right hand and in. Lead cut back to 3. 61-58, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 1:50 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Hartnett drives inside. She is fouled hard by Hannah Parsley as she went up for a shot. So now she will go to the line and shoot 2. Molly Hartnett so far in this one. Still a perfect 6 for 6 from the free throw line. She heads to the charity stripe. Takes a couple dribbles. Her first shot is up and good. 62-58. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Second free throw from Molly Hartnett. That one is true. 63-58. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. As couple substitutions for both teams. Lindsey Kelderman will come into the game for Northwest Missouri State. Sam Wall back into the game for Southwest Minnesota State. 63-58, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Bree Stoltzman will work it up the floor for the Mustangs. Right elbow kicks it out to Wall. Wall on the right wing, drives to the free throw line, moves into the left block. Hesitating, kicks it back out. Gelhoff will take a 12-footer. It rims off the front of the iron. Peyton Kellerman with a defensive rebound for Northwest Missouri. Ella Moody, pass to the right corner to Jaina Green. Green, great feed inside. Trying to find somewhere to go with the basketball is Keston. Keston can't get her shot to go. Defensive rebound by Southwest Minnesota State. Working it from left to right. Here is a 7-footer that rims off the front for Sam Wall. Now just under a minute to play here in the third. 5-point lead for Northwest Missouri. Ella Moody backing into the left block. Moody goes up. She has her shot blocked. Gets her own miss. Puts it up with the right hand. That one falls around and in. She'll have a chance to make it a three-point play as she was fouled as well Sella Moody, the and one shot. 65-58, Northwest Missouri on top of Southwest Minnesota State. Sella Moody heads to the free throw line. So we see a couple substitutions. Moody waiting to get the ball. Now she does. 65-58, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. The free throw is up and rattles around and in. 66-58 as Southwest Minnesota State will work it quickly the other way. Hannah Parsley backing in. Kicks it out to Bree Stoltzman. Stoltzman works to the right wing. Now in the left-hand dribble, she has her pass stripped away by Kelderman. Gets her own miss, though. Goes up and is fouled by Lindsay Kelderman. So Bree Stoltzman will head to the free throw line. Stoltzman 5-for-5 from the charity stripe so far in this one. 34 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Bearcats up 66-58. So Stoltzman will head to the free throw line. Stoltzman's first shot is a little strong off the back iron, so no good. 66-58 with 34 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Stoltzman, second free throw up, and again, too strong. Fighting for the rebound, though. It goes off of Hannah Parsley of the Mustangs and out of bounds, so Northwest Missouri will take over with 32 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Only a two-second difference between the shot and game clock. We'll see. Northwest just tries to hold it to almost the end of the quarter. As Hartnett on the left wing dribbles inside, goes up with the right hand, throws up a wicked shot, doesn't get it, gets her own miss. Hartnett on the left block, kicks it out. Kelderman, top of the key, back to Hartnett. Nice pass inside. Ella Moody goes up from the left block, lays that one up and in. 10-point lead now for the Bearcats. 8 seconds remaining in the third. Stoltzman loses the ball off of her leg. It'll be a turnover. Bearcats have it with 5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. So the Bearcats again pulling away late here in the third, up by 10. Molly Hartnett working quickly. 2 seconds. One, she throws up a shot. That one goes from 12 feet out to beat the buzzer. Molly Hartnett with 16 points and a big buzzer beater to end off the third. They lead it 70-58. Fourth quarter action is just ahead as we bring you Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and paintless dent removal. Information at facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's game comes from the Bearcat Shop, located in the J.W. Jones Student Union, supplying Northwest fans with a range of apparel from shirts and hats to tailgating essentials. The Bearcat Shop also has a location at Bearcat Stadium for game day visits.
What an end of the third quarter after Southwest Minnesota State had cut the lead to 3. A couple of plays late for the Bearcats. They lead it 70-58. As we head into the fourth quarter, both teams scored 23 points in the third quarter. It was a high-scoring third as we resume action here on the Bearcat Radio Network as Kelderman will inbound it to Molly Hartnett to get this fourth quarter started. Hartnett dribbling with the right hand, drives into the lane. On the right block, a nice lead pass inside to Keston. Keston, her pass is stolen away by Sam Wall. Now Jenna Borchers will work it the other way. Southwest Minnesota State, again, has been close. They just haven't been able to get that last shot to close the gap. Thorfinson, top of the key, drives inside, stumbles, almost loses the ball, looking for somewhere to go. Jump ball is going to be called as she got tangled up with Ella Moody. Ball will stay with the Mustangs. 9:30 remaining in the fourth quarter. Bearcats up 70-58 over Southwest Minnesota State. Bree Stoltzman will inbound from the baseline. Stoltzman looking for somewhere to go. She gets it into Borchers. Borchers kicks it out. Peyton Blandon, top of the key, bounce pass to Stoltzman. Stoltzman hesitates, 3 seconds to shoot, throws up a shot with the right hand from 4 feet out. It's no good, but she was fouled. So Stoltzman once again will head to the free throw line. Stoltzman now 5 for 7 from the charity stripe, with 9:20 remaining in this fourth quarter. So Stoltzman heading to the free throw line. First shot on its way from Stoltzman. That one is up and good. Stoltzman takes a couple dribbles. Her second shot up and rattles in. So the lead is cut to 10, 70-60. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs as Ella Moody will bring this one up the floor for Northwest Missouri. 9:15 and counting remaining in the fourth. Bearcats again up by 10. Hartnett has it a couple feet outside the right wing. Gets a screen from Green. Now kicks it to the right wing. Kasten. Ball almost tipped. Molly Hartnett is able to fall on it, and she gets it to Kelderman. Peyton Kelderman dribbles with the left hand. 7 to shoot. Throws up a shot off the backboard. Tall off the backboard. That one falls down and in for Peyton Kelderman. 72-60. Bearcats on top. Landon will take it all the way. A teardropper of a 8-footer. That one falls for Southwest Minnesota State. Back to a 10-point game with 8:40 and counting remaining in the fourth. Smalley Hartnett will bring this one up for Northwest Missouri. Ella Moody goes all the way, takes a running 7-footer from the right side. It's no good, but she was fouled. Bree Stoltzman will be the guilty party for Southwest Minnesota State. See a couple substitutions here for the Mustangs. As Sam Wall, along with Madison Gelhoff, both check back into the game for Southwest Minnesota State. At the free throw line is Ella Moody. Her first free throw is true. So that makes her 3 for 3 from the charity stripe so far in this one. 8:30 remaining in the fourth. The second free throw, that one is good. 74-62, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Bree Stoltzman to work it from right to left. Stoltzman gets it up top. Driving all the way is Bland, and her shot goes off the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound by Ella Moody for Northwest Missouri State. Now you kind of think about it, slowing the pace down up by 12. Just about 8 minutes left to play. As they kick it to a wide open Peyton Kelderman, right wing three, rattles around and out. And a foul will be called on Gina Green trying to go up for the rebound. That'll make it Southwest Minnesota State basketball. Fourth foul so far. Called on Kelsey Fields so far in the contest. Also 4 fouls on Gina Green, 4 fouls on Evelyn Vasquez as well. Vasquez, who we've not seen for quite a while on the floor. I don't think we've seen her in the second half up to this point. It's Blandon on the right elbow. Gets it to the top of the key to Madison Gelhoff. As they work the ball around, Sam Wall has it. 10 to shoot for Southwest Minnesota State. Going up, laying it up and in, and the foul is Sam Wall. She has a chance to make it a 3-point play. Lead cut back to 10. 74-64. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. So again, Southwest Minnesota State at times has been able to, you know, they're keeping it within arm's length. They just haven't been able to fully get there. As Sam Wall's extra shot is up and good, so the lead has cut back to single digit, 74-65. Bearcats over the Mustangs with 7:40 and counting remaining in the fourth. Get it up top to Moody. Moody works inside. Moody, pass to the corner. Kelderman, open three from the left corner. It's strong off the right side of the iron. Rebound by Borchers for the Mustangs. Borchers works it up the floor. Nice feed inside. A foul is called as Gelhoff went up for the right block. Gelhoff will go and shoot two. Madison Gelhoff, 5 for 6 from the free throw line so far this evening. And there is Evelyn Vasquez. First time we're seeing her in the second half so far in this one. As Madison Gelhoff will go to the free throw line. 7:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Bearcats up by 9. First shot on its way from Gelhoff. That one rattles in. So 74-66, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 7:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Second shot on its way from Gellhoff. That one is true. 74-67. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Again, now with Northwest. Lead is getting cut a little bit, so now got to get something going offensively. Moody gets it up top to Evelyn Vasquez. Vasquez gets a screen from Green. Kicks it out to Kelderman. Now in the left corner, Keston traveled. Too many steps, and now chance to cut the lead even more for Southwest Minnesota State. As the Mustangs will work it up the floor with Jenna Borchers. Borchers pass to the left wing. Three on its way. It's short off the front of the iron. Rebound by Moody. So Northwest Missouri will work it the other way. They work from right to left on your radio dial. 6:50 and counting. Remaining in the fourth. Bearcats up 74-67. Moody drives into the right block, kicks it out. Vasquez. Vasquez drives inside in the lane, kicks it back out to Kelderman. Kelderman in the corner to Green. Green drives inside to Vasquez. Eight to shoot. Vasquez, a running eight-footer with the left hand, is too strong. Rebound by Southwest Minnesota State. Parsley kicks it back out to Borchers. Jenna Borchers a couple feet outside the left wing. Drives inside, dribbling with the left hand, throws up a seven-footer running. Gets that one to go off the backboard. And we will see a timeout from Northwest head coach Austin Meyer. 6:15 remaining in the fourth. Bearcats over the Mustangs, 74-69. It's Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
It's been all Southwest Minnesota State so far here in the fourth quarter. The Bearcats led it 70-58 heading into the final period, but so far 11-4. Southwest Minnesota State outscoring the Bearcats here in the fourth. They're shooting 3-for-5 so far from the field in this fourth quarter. Bearcats have it. They'll work it from right to left. That's Kelderman. We'll get it in to Molly Hartnett, who will bring it up the floor for Northwest Missouri. 6-10 and counting, remaining in the fourth quarter. Hartnett drives inside, spins into the left block. Now in the lane, kicks it out. Ella Moody. Evelyn Vasquez, left wing three on its way. It's too strong. A little bit off target to the left as well. Blandon with the rebound for Southwest Minnesota State. Blandon straight on. Drives inside. A running three-footer. Little strong off the back iron. Vasquez with the rebound. Vasquez working the other way for Northwest Missouri. Top of the key. Swings it over to Moody on the right wing. Moody drives inside. Creek feed inside. Kelsey Fields lays it up and in with the right hand. 76-69, Bearcats on top. Driving inside is Madison Gellhoff, who lays it up and in with the right hand. So the Mustangs right back with an answer. 5:20 and counting remaining in the fourth quarter. Bearcats with a slim 76-71 lead. Molly Hartnett on the left wing, dribbling it into the corner with the right hand. Driving into the lane. Backing up, swings it out to Vasquez on the right wing. Vasquez goes in, takes a running nine-footer. It rattles around and in for Evelyn Vasquez. 7 points for her is now quickly the other way. Was Hannah Parsley who lays it up and in with the left hand. So a quick answer, Northwest not getting back on defense. So now 4:50 and counting remaining in the fourth. 78-73, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Vasquez dribbling with the right hand, drives into the lane. Throws up a tough five-footer. It's no good, but she was fouled. So Evelyn Vasquez will head to the free throw line. Vasquez, 3-for-6 from the free throw line so far today. As Jana Green will check back into the game as well. Jenna Borchers for Southwest Minnesota State. Molly Hartnett will get a bit of a rest here with 4:41 remaining in the fourth quarter. Evelyn Vasquez goes to the free throw line. Her first free throw is up and good. Vasquez, her second free throw, that one is good as well. So the lead is back to 7. Bringing it up the floor, Stoltzman. Stoltzman on the right wing, gets it in the corner. Madison Gelhoff dribbling in. She puts up a shot with the right hand. That one goes for the right block. So again, Southwest Minnesota State keeping this one in arm's reach. 80-75, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. 4:25 and counting remaining in the fourth quarter. Evelyn Vasquez gets a screen on the left wing, almost loses the basketball. She able to get it to Kelderman, now back up top. Taylor Moody. Moody drives inside, left-handed layup is good. So both teams on a scoring barrage here in the fourth quarter. It's now going the other way and almost losing the basketball of the Mustangs. The ball is now loose. Jump ball will be called. Possession will go with the Bearcats. 4 minutes remaining in the fourth. 82-75. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. And we will get substitution here as Sam Wall will go and take a seat here for Southwest Minnesota State. Molly Hartnett right back into the game after getting about 30 seconds of rest. Just under 4 minutes left to play in the fourth. Hartnett on the left wing. Now driving inside. Hartnett backing up, dribbling with the right hand. Pass cross court to Kelderman. Bounce pass to Moody. It almost went out of bounds. Moody backing up into the right block. Puts up a spinning right-handed layup. That one goes. It's back to a 9-point lead. 84-75. With 3.5 minutes remaining in the fourth. As we will see a travel by Jenna Borchers. That is a big mistake for the Mustangs, as that's a turnover. And now, taking over is the Bearcats. That's the one thing that Southwest Minnesota State has struggled with. 12 turnovers compared to only 4 for Northwest Missouri so far in the contest. That's probably why the Bearcats are leading up to this point. Kelderman, right wing, kicks it up top to Moody. Moody, right elbow, hands it off to Kelderman. Back to Hartnett, 24-footer. That one bounces off the left part of the iron. Defensive rebound by the Mustangs and Peyton Blandon. 3 minutes remaining in the fourth. Bearcats up by 9. Blandon falling away with the left hand, her 7-footer. It's no good, but she was fouled. So Peyton Blandon will go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Blandon has yet to shoot a free throw today. Didn't shoot any free throws last season as well as Sam Wall checks back into the game for Southwest Minnesota State. The Mustangs down by 9 with 2:57 remaining here in the fourth. First free throw is good, so the lead is cut to 8, 84-76 with 2:57. Remaining in the fourth quarter. Second free throw up and good. As we will see a timeout by Tom Webb and the Mustangs. 2:57 remaining in the fourth. 84-77. Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game written by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
This one going down to the wire, 84-77, the Northwest Missouri women's team on top of Southwest Minnesota State. In a back-and-forth contest, a high-scoring third quarter with both teams scoring 23. Southwest Minnesota State has outscored the Bearcats 19-14 here in the fourth. Ella Moody trying to work past the full-court press now from Southwest Minnesota State. Molly Hartnett trying to get it past midcourt, and she's able to pass it ahead to Jada Green. Evelyn Vasquez on the left wing looking for a screen, dribbling back up top, and she is fouled by Hannah Parsley. Parsley, I think that's her fourth foul of the contest.
Number
Molly Hartnett will inbound from the near sideline. 2:42 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hartnett will look to inbound the ball. Evelyn Vasquez gets it back to Hartnett. Now back up top, Vasquez. 2:38 and counting remaining in the fourth. Vasquez goes all the way, throws up a shot. It went off of a Mustang, so it'll stay Northwest Missouri State basketball. Mustangs are into the bonus if we get to there. Northwest Missouri, not quite. Kelderman steps back, pass inside. Molly Hartnett on the right block, fadeaway, four-footer, and she traveled. So that'll give the Mustangs the ball with 2:27 remaining in the fourth quarter. 84-77, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. That's passed to the right wing with Sam Wall. Wall, pass inside, it's poked away and stolen by Evelyn Vasquez. Big time turnover for Northwest Missouri. They can now tick more time down. Hartnett, straight on, gets it to the free throw line. Looking for somewhere to go with the ball. Kicks it out to Moody. Moody, right wing to Kelderman. Kelderman will try to take as much time as they can. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 2 minutes left to play. Kelderman drives in, backing up, kicks it up top. Jaina Green takes a long three. Nothing but net for Jaina Green. That one falls. It's a 10-point lead with a minute 45 remaining in the fourth. On the other end, another three. That one will fall for Hannah Parsley. And so they're able to keep this one, but is it too little, too late? We'll find out. Minute 42 remaining in the fourth, 87-80.
Support for the Bearcats
on top of the Mustangs. It's Northwest Missouri women's basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
John Willis back with you from Kearney as the Bearcats up 87-80 with a minute 42 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's back and forth contest. We'll see what the Mustangs are able to do. They will full court press the Bearcats here with a minute 42 remaining in the fourth. Okay, Minnesota Crookston and UNK, they're set to play here about 25 minutes after the conclusion. That game will now start late. That game was set to start at 7. Minute 40 and counting remaining in the fourth. Molly Hartnett working at pass midcourt with Ella Moody. Ella Moody is fouled by Hannah Parsley. Not quite in the bonus yet are the Bearcats with four fouls here in the fourth quarter. So Molly Hartnett will inbound from the near sideline as Sam Wall will check into the game for Hannah Parsley for the Mustangs. Minute 36 remaining in the fourth. As Molly Hartnett will inbound again on the near side. Hartnett looking for somewhere to go, and she will call a timeout because there was nowhere to go with the basketball. We'll keep it here with a minute 35 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Back and forth contest between Southwest Minnesota State and Northwest Missouri. So far, leading scorers for the Bearcats, Ella Moody now leads all scorers with 18 points. What a second half she has had for the 5'11 freshman. Also, Molly Hartnett with 16 points. Jaina Green with 16. Peyton Kelderman with 14 points as well. Leading the way for SMSU, Jenna Borchers with 19 points. Gelhoff with 18. Stoltzman, 17. Hannah Parsley with 16 points as well. As a quick timeout for the Bearcats. Again, Hartnett just called a timeout to make sure that Northwest Missouri had called for a violation. As Hartnett will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it into Vasquez. A minute and a half remaining in the fourth. Bearcats up by 7. Hartnett double team. Looking for somewhere to go with the ball. 15 to shoot. Vasquez into Jaina Green, who hesitates. Layup with the right hand is good. Bearcats lead by 9 with a minute 20 remaining in the fourth quarter. This one's starting to look more like 1-0 on the schedule for Northwest Missouri as a spinning right-handed hook shot by Stoltzman does not go, but she was fouled. So Bree Stoltzman will head to the line and shoot 2. She is 7 for 9 from the free throw line so far in this one. Her first free throw is up, rattles around and in. 89-81, Bearcats on top of the Mustangs. Minute 13 remaining in the fourth. As Madison Gelhoff also gets ready to check back into the game for the Mustangs. Two for two that time for Stoltzman from the free throw line. So the lead is cut to seven. With a minute 13 remaining in the fourth. 89-82, Bearcats on top. Kelderman will inbound. Looking for somewhere to go. Gets it in to Ella Moody. Moody almost loses the ball. She went out of bounds. As she was trying to pass it ahead to Jana Green, she was double-teamed on her way out. So now the Mustangs take over with a minute 10 remaining, down by 7. Stoltzman to inbound. Pass to Borchers. Borchers working in. Get it up top to Gelhoff. Gelhoff dribbles in between the legs. Fading away. Takes an 8-footer. That one strong off the back iron. Fight for the ball. Vasquez has it. Jump ball is called. Possession should stay with the Mustangs here with 57 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. So Bree Stoltzman to inbound from the baseline for Southwest Minnesota State. Stoltzman looking for somewhere to go with the ball. Looking around, can't find anywhere. They throw it up. It's stolen away by Jana Green. As there was just nowhere to go with the basketball, Jana Green intercepts it. And now the Bearcats take over. They will intentionally foul. And now that will put the Bearcats into the bonus. As Molly Hartnett was fouled, she will head to the free throw line. Molly Hartnett so far 8 for 8 from the charity stripe. Nice 100% so far from the free throw line for Molly Hartnett. Hartnett with 16 points in the season opener for the Bearcats. Her first free throw is good, so she remains perfect from the free throw line. Again, the Bearcats will face Minnesota Crookston tomorrow. Tip off at 2. As the Golden Eagles will play UNK here a little over 30 minutes. As Stoltzman will bring this one up the floor, 45 seconds remaining. Here's a three from Gelhoff. It's an air ball. So Northwest Missouri will take over with 43 seconds left. And now, again, this one looking more like a 1-0 start to the year. Again, a Southwest Minnesota State team that took down the Bearcats 64-48 in Maryville last year. As Molly Hartnett pass up ahead to Ella Moody. Moody with 35 seconds into Jana Green. Reverse layup with the right hand goes off the glass and in. Bearcats up by double digits with 30 seconds remaining in the fourth, and Bree Stoltzman will bring this one up the floor for the Mustangs. I'll give it in, running all the way, running left-handed. Jumper is good for Jenna Borchers. So 93-84, Bearcats on top with 20 seconds remaining in the fourth. We'll see if they foul or if they just accept defeat. They will foul Molly Hartnett with 16 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. But again, with only 16 seconds left, the Bearcats very likely starting this season 1-0. And will look to go 2-0 in the Kearney Classic tomorrow when they face the Minnesota Crookston and Golden Eagles, who will play UNK again here in about 30 minutes. We'll have the game tomorrow with Northwest Missouri and Minnesota Crookston. And here on the Bearcat Radio Network as Molly Hartnett hits her first free throw, still perfect from the charity stripe. 16 seconds remaining. Bearcats up 10, 94-84. And 2 for 2 from the charity stripe once again for Molly Hartnett. Score is 95-84 with 16 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. As Bree Stoltzman will bring this one up the floor. Again, 15 seconds and counting. Bearcats up by 11. They'll hand it off. Blandon, a long three-pointer. It'll bounce a little strong. Offensive rebound. Gelhoff lays it up and in with the right hand. 95-86 with 6 seconds remaining. And Evelyn Vasquez will dribble this one out for a Northwest Missouri State victory. They start out the season 1-0 with a 95-86 victory over the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. We'll have a quick post game coming up as the Bearcats win this one. This is Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville, offering new and used trucks, cars, and SUVs, and a service department for on-site maintenance. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location at nvb.com, member FDIC.
The Bearcats open up the season with a 95-86 win over the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs. John Willis back with you on the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, back and forth, but Southwest Minnesota State just could not close that gap. They outscored the Bearcats 28-25 in the fourth, but ultimately the Bearcats would get the victory. They shot 52% from the field today, 37% from three-point land. Jana Green and Molly Hartnett both with 20 points. Moody added 18, Kelderman with 14. Jana Green also with 8 rebounds, Molly Hartnett with 8 assists. For Southwest Minnesota State, Borchers with 21 points, Gelhoff with 20, Stoltzman with 19, and Parsley finished with 16. So the Bearcats with a nice start to the season. They started out 1-0. Again, they'll have Minnesota Crookston tomorrow, as they win this one 95-86 over Southwest Minnesota State. Southwest Minnesota State won in rebounds 35-31. Assists 22-7 in favor of the Cats, but again, it was those turnovers. 16 turnovers for the Mustangs, only 6 for the Bearcats. Step aside one final time. Be back to wrap this one up from Kearney just ahead on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and paintless dent removal. Information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
John Willis with you one final time to wrap this one up from Kearney as the Bearcats win it 95-86 over Southwest Minnesota State. Nice start to the season for the Bearcats. Again, head coach Austin Meyer talked about getting the offense going, and they did that in a big-time way today. Scored 95 points to open up the season strong for Northwest Missouri. So they start out 1-0. They have Minnesota Crookston tomorrow. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 1:30 on the Bearcat Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll have that game with Minnesota Crookston tomorrow on the Bearcats Radio Network. I've been John Willis, and you've been listening to Northwest Missouri Women's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.